Up next is...
The following program is...
Can't Stop the Music.
Sure audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:04. I am P. Swan, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Big shout out to DJ Carlito. Did a great show. I enjoyed both the funk and the Bollywood stuff. That was really excellent. I was dancing in my car on the way over here. Well, what I've got for you tonight, let's see, you know, we've got all kinds of things. I have got my post up there, and I'm going to start updating it with the playlist, but it gives you a little anticipation. You know, the 28th was the 50th anniversary of the first successful round trip of an animal into space. And so that anniversary can't pass without some sort of acknowledgement from Can't Stop the Music. It combines so many of my favorite themes, concepts, monkeys, space, media hubbub, 50 years ago in history. What, you know, it's all right there. So that's going to be a big chunk of the second half of the show. And we're going to start out with some covers. Then I've got some good financial crisis material once again. So that's where we are. That's going to give you a game plan of the day. And if you want to see the newsreel from the monkeys returning from space, that is up on my post, and you will find it on our website, WRIR.org. So stay tuned, and I am always happy to be here.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses, but nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man, a man. lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, many sad feelings. The angry words spoken in haste, such a weight of two lives. It's my belief pride's the chief cause in the decline in the number. A woman and a man and a woman. Some can't, and some can.
Forest. like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain.
To the ball game, or take me out to the park, or buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. So I don't care if I never get back with a room, but if I'm the home team, and it's a shame they don't win, or the one, or two, or three takes a run at the old ball game. Some Sunday morning goes a goal into me, or some Sunday morning for someone to me. Bells will be chiming, an old melody, or some Sunday morning for someone in me. But he's a right-time cowboy, right-time cowboy, or talk about your right-time cowboy, Joe. That's all. That's all. I don't... California, here I come, right back where I started from. The flowers that bloom in the main. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Oh, California, here I come. Oh, California, here I come. Brother Sarge.
Ding dong.
Can we go in now or my cigar, Dave?
5 minutes.
5 more minutes, huh?
See, look at that. Tape's almost filled.
Oh, yeah.
See that? You filled all that much tape. There's only that much left.
Whoa. Well, I'll repeat the song.
Okay.
I'm a drink of beer and a cabaret, and it was a having fun. And one night, a lady, big old lady, had pistol down. Oh, lady, had pistol down. A baby, old lady, had pistol down. Oh, pistol back to mama. Oh, lady, had pistol down.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Pardon me, boss, but it's the Chattanooga Choo Choo. We'll get our cakes on Route 56. Oh, pardon me, pardon me, boss. Oh, pardon me, boss. Oh, pardon me, the bosses. Pardon me, the bosses. Ba 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 ba. Where you are? Oh, we're gonna meet. That's all. I know that. I just know a little bit of that old thing.
Follow the yellow brick road.
I don't know that. That was the Wizard of Oz, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Other show tunes.
Other show tunes. Let me see.
Smoke that cigarette.
Smoke that cigarette. And say, Peter, to go to the gate. And say, Peter, to go to the gate. But you've got to have another cigarette. World songs out there. It must be all the bells are ringing for me and my gal. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. To where we're going, or to where we're going, or to where we're going. Just by yourself.
Truckload of art from New York City was hauling a weighty load. The driver was singing, the sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and it rolled off the road. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over.
Nobody around. the first part of our cover set here at Can't Stop the Music. That was Cracker doing a really hilarious song about contemporary art, Truckload of Art. That's a Terry Allen song. We started out with John Doe and the Sadies from their new record, and that was that new record's called The Country Club, and it's all country covers, and that one selection was Husbands and Wives. The Gun Club from Miami with John Hardy, the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with Annie song, always painful, never good. Elvis Costello from Almost Blue, that's quite an aged vinyl selection there, Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do. And then a long, quick, numerous selections from Jack Madurian from that release by Duplex Planet of Downloading the Repertoire. We've got a couple more covers here, and I wanted to also say that I had pulled a bunch of country because Lee Harris has been doing some really hilarious country covers this week, and some the Fun Drive show was really hilarious. So if you enjoy country music with sarcasm, I really do recommend the Lee Show, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. But anyway, he was very inspirational, and the next two numbers are much more serious, although covers. So this is Cassandra Wilson from New Moon Daughter with the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. Enjoy.
You didn't love my you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. Train, I must go. Conversation, no. Bye.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming
these days, and I won't be long, won't be long, won't be long.
That's from Bill Frisell's album Nashville, his Americana record, and with Robin Holcomb singing One of These Days, Neil Young's One of These Days. She is amazing, and you've probably noted that you've heard her voice on this show before. The show is Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan. I'm getting around to getting that playlist up at on the website. If you are looking for details, I'm working on it. WRAR thanks Brought Up a Tea for underwriting support. Brought Up a Tea, where food and art intersect, a food festival to benefit Meals on Wheels and the Central Virginia Food Bank. Sunday, June 7th, West Broad Street between Monroe and Adams, featuring food from over 50 locally owned restaurants, growers, farmers, and specialty food providers. The Whodunit Art Exhibit and a cooking stage showcasing Bug Chef Cook-Off. Brought Up a Tea. .com, and that's spelled B-R-O-A-D capital or A-P-P-E-T-I-T.com for more information. So let's see. Oh yeah, so we've worked our way through some covers, and you know, there just keeps being optimism and bad news, and you know, we're making it as we can, and kind of been thinking about coming across some new select things showing up, songs about the financial crisis. I also dug in and found some classic stuff, and one of the things that I pulled for you is Merle Haggard's Are the Good Times Really Over? And you know, that was done in the early 80s when the car companies were having a hard time and looked like there was going to be really high interest rates. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's unpleasantly familiar.
I wish the buck was still silver and it was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. The best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. I've been rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty. Ford and Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that would still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
About.
These are my children, Mr. Dawes.
Well, so I assumed. But why are they here?
They wish to open an account, sir.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. And just how much money do you have, young man?
Tuppence, but I want it to feed the birds.
Tuppence? Precisely how I started.
That's the chairman of the bank, the elder Mr. Dawes, a giant in the world of finance.
A giant?
A father, these are Banks's children. They want to open an account.
Oh, they do they, boy? Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know, always use more money to put to work for the bank, can't we, boy? So, you have tuppence. May I be permitted to see it?
No, I want it to feed the birds.
Fiddlesticks, boy. Feed the birds, and what have you got? Fat birds.
But if you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe and sound, soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands in the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of Railways Through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhounds.
More, tell them more.
majestic self-amortizing canal.
Oh, it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea, all from
Tuppence, prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the,
to be specific,
in the Dawes, Tomes, Mousley, Grubbs, Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank.
Very well, my boy, give me the money.
No, I won't. I want it to feed the birds.
Banks?
Yes, sir. Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account,
go on.
Soon you'll see,
tell them more,
that it blooms into credit of a generous amount semi-annually, and you'll achieve that sense of stature as your influence expands to the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares,
bankruptcies,
debt or sale,
opportunities,
all manner of private enterprise,
shipyards,
the mercantile,
collieries,
tanneries,
corporations,
amalgamations,
tanks.
While stand the banks of England, England stands. When fall the banks of England, England falls.
You see, Michael, all for the lack of
tuppence, patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the, to be specific, in the Tomes, Mousley, Grubbs, Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank.
Welcome to our joyful family of investors.
Took my money, I'm the old man.
So making sure we touch the financial desperation.
What a time.
Oh, we don't want to hear from him yet. Giving away my surprises. Okay, well, dealing with our financial paranoia of the week, that was Chris Kenner. They took my money. Formative scene from Mary Poppins when the kids are there going to the bank. Father wants them to open an account, and the bankers explain the role of banks in building an economy, and I pretty much figure everything I ever learned about banking since then was based on Mary Poppins and It's a Wonderful Life. Gumbo with Overdrawn at the Bank, and we started with Merrill Haggard live. Are the good times really over? You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and I don't really want you to be sad. I'm just messing around over here.
The following commercial is sponsored by FeedThePig.org, an organization devoted to helping you save money. We will not entice you with messages like
lowest prices in town, dealer approved, certified pre-owned.
Nor will we brag about our
huge selection, enormous variety.
We will offer no contingencies like
see store for details, legal exclusions apply.
Because we simply want to help you spend smarter and save better. Log on to FeedThePig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
See, there's simple solutions. You don't have to worry. It's all going to be okay. WRIR thanks underwriter Quirk Gallery. Quirk Gallery offers a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical and clever gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Quirk features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, quirkgallery.com. It's 9:51. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. As I said, I'm raking over just as much drivel about finance as I can, just making sure I'm beating those drums of sadness. And one of the things in my collection, in my category of things about money and finance, is one of these, people probably know him, Hilton Sutton, one of these kind of fire and brimstone, you all are getting what you deserve kind of evangelicals. And this is a selection from the USA and Prophecy. You heard him kind of working up there before, and he's talking about how God means to destroy us economically. So, you know, investors take heed.
It brought a time of intense prosperity in which the American people, due to their intense prosperity, began to move away from the God that had brought them through miraculously time after time. And it brought about what has been called the Roaring Twenties, that collapsed on Black Monday in November 1929 when the stock market crashed. And Satan thought, if I can't destroy them militarily, I will destroy them economically. And the Great Depression became the event of the hour. It was a horrible period. My father was on his way to being a very wealthy man. He owned a finance company. We had a beautiful home. I was born with the proverbial silver spoon in my mouth. When I was 3 years of age, all of my clothes were tailor-made for me. I wore three-piece suits, tailor-made. You could see yourself in the magnificently gorgeous hardwood floors of our home. They were kept in that condition. Literally, they would reflect your image. Overnight, the company failed. We were away for a weekend visiting with relatives in another city. A phone call came. The home has burned. We raced back home the next day. Phone calls were made to the insurance company. No answer. The insurance company had gone under. loss. We moved in on the back screened porch of one of my mother's cousins. And my father went to work at anything that would let him make $2 or $3 a week. And he worked hard from early morning till dark. But during that time, an evangelist came to our hometown. Now, I'm digressing just a little bit. I want you to be aware of the handiwork of God in all of this tonight. I've pointed that out to you through all of the history I've given you thus far. I've continued to mention it was a miracle. It was a miracle. There was the handiwork of God to bring this nation to where it is.
It's credit crunch time. There's no need to go to work. At credit crunch time, the banking world has gone berserk. And on that train of gravy, there's no more lunching out. Throw your arms around the banker at credit crunch time.
Time. It's tough did, but they just don't know it. I check my balance and there's money there.
And yet Paul Krugman says the cupboard's bare.
And all the tellers have a zombie stare.
They're dead, but they just don't know it.
My money's in a bank that doesn't lend, that doesn't spend, it's all pretend.
They flunked the stress test,
they reached the end.
They're dead, but they just don't know it.
They're too big to fail,
they're too big for jail.
They're sucking money on a breathtaking scale.
Do the math, do the monster math.
Zombie bank, zombie bank. I got my money in a zombie bank.
They're dead, but they just don't know it.
This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Mommy won't get you everything. Sometimes she has to say no. I've gotta be honest with you. Life isn't always easy. Don't cry when it's time to go. If we spent 4 hours at Chuck E. Cheese, it's hard to tell you, I'm sorry to say. It's not the kind of world where you'll always get your way. Mommy won't get you everything. Sometimes she has to say no. Mommy won't get you everything. Say okay when it's time to go. It's her joy to give you all the things that you need. But we can't buy everything that you see. Mommy won't get you everything. You don't always want all the things that you would. Mommy knows no is for your own. Where you'll always get your way. Mommy won't get you everything. Sometimes she has to say no. Mommy won't get you everything. Say okay when it's time to go. It's her joy to give you all the things that you need. But we can't buy everything that you see. Mommy won't get you everything.
Does that make you feel better? Yeah, it's not the end of the world. That was Corey Ireland, Mommy Won't Get You Everything. Before that, Zombie Bank, which you can look that up on YouTube. It's mostly that with some pictures. Gerson Kingsley, note with their his Moog, his ensemble's Moog version of Nowhere Man, and another kind of odd YouTube object, this group called Eyeball, with an eyeball, you know, kind of like eye and everything that is being marketed today, eyeball, does a lot of kind of financial commentary, not all of it particularly hilarious, but that that song Bank Aid was their contribution. And I gather it's a send-off of something that's supposed to be slightly satirical, but a kind of Christmas song that was done recently that was kind of an updated version of Feed the World. But anyway, that made me giggle. And we started out with Hilton Sutton just ranting about 1929. It is 10:07. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio here in Richmond, Virginia. I am P. Swan, and I am always so happy to be here bringing you the overlooked, the underappreciated, the bubbly, cheesy goodness, and just a bunch of weird hoo-ha. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Now, I promised that we were going to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the first successful return of animals on a round trip from space. And a lot of things got sent into space and either arrived back in non-working order, or in some cases, the capsules themselves just sunk, and the animals who had assumed to have returned from space successfully then went to the bottom of the ocean. But on May 28th, 1959, two different kinds of monkeys, called Abel and Baker, came back from space. And so this is the anniversary, and that was what one of the steps that were required to start sending humans, rockets, telescopes, and space stations and trash up there. That was just the beginning. And one of the things, too, about Abel and Baker is that seems to be a kind of military science protocol. Someone probably knows a lot more about this than I do. And the first two nuclear bomb tests were also called Abel and Baker. So, but these are the monkeys. And so we've got a lot of monkey material, but I'm going to, and space material, of course. But, you know, I don't think I have any Leonard Nimoy this time. Well, but we're going to start with the Universal News newsreel so that you can get, instead of me telling you all the details, you can hear them from a contemporary voice of historical record. And then also, if you want to see the newsreel, I do have it up in my post below. If you, when you click read more, you can actually see the newsreel itself. So enjoy and, you know, keep your mind on the stars.
At Cape Canaveral, two tiny astronauts, monkeys Abel and Baker, are readied for the first flight into outer space and safe return of Earth life. Dressed in protective space suits and wired so that readings on their physiological reactions can be transmitted to the ground, the rhesus monkey and the much smaller squirrel monkey are secured in separate capsules in the nose cone of a Jupiter missile. Prime purpose of the flight was to test the nose cone re-entry. In a sense, the monkeys were hitchhikers. Space they travel. 15 minutes and 1,700 ground miles later, the capsule is fished from the waters of the Caribbean, where it re-entered the atmosphere. The recovery, shown in these Defense Department films, is made by the Navy tug Kiowa. Aboard of the ship, a team of biomedical specialists waits to examine the nose cone's passengers. The cone itself is in good shape after the fiery plunge through space. Abel and Baker are unspossed from their protective garb, and they prove sturdy little explorers indeed. Physically unharmed and in jolly good spirits, the first creatures from outer space in all history. Baker, the tiny squirrel monkey, is more interested in food than fame. And Abel, the rhesus, is downright blasé about the whole thing. A little later, the space monkeys meet the press at the headquarters of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in Washington. They brought back the best evidence yet that humans can function and survive in outer space. Pathfinders for the spacemen of tomorrow.
We'll serve no song before it's time. This is a song I wrote in my kitchen. I wrote this in my kitchen with Peter Case. Me and Peter was going to write this three-chord love song, and instead we wrote this song about a monkey that the Russians put into space in the 50s. And they forgot about him, and he didn't come down until the 90s when there wasn't any Soviet Union left. So after twirling around there for all those years, he was at least, at the very least, he was expecting maybe a parade or something when he got home. Needless to say, he was disappointed. This is called a Space Monkey. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? Come gather around me, you little monkeys, and a story I'll tell about a brave young primate in outer space knew him well. He was born at the top of a big old tree way back in 1953. He could swing through the jungle and hang by his toes till they took him to Russia, cause he could, I suppose. Dressed him up in a spacesuit and it started to snow. Shot him off in a rocket where no man would go. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. He had plenty of Cuban bananas and loads of Spam, but he found great difficulty trying to open the can. One day he slipped on a banana peel and the ship lost control. It spun out of orbit and shot out the black hole. It's been 4 decades now. That's 9 monkey years. It's a long time for a space monkey to confront all his fears. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air? There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. Space monkey, it's time to get real. The space race is over, how does it feel? Cold War's had a heat wave, iron curtains torn down. They've rolled up the carpet in Space Monkey Town. Now Leningrad is Petersburg, and Petersburg's hell for a card-carrying monkey with a story to tell. The space monkey was reportedly last sighted about a half a block off of Red Square in a karaoke bar having a few drinks with some of his friends. There was the dog that flew Sputnik and a blind, red-headed, one-legged parrot who had done some minor research for Dow Chemical. They were drinking American vodka imported all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And reportedly had their arms around each other's shoulders singing, "Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end." Space monkey, there's nothing to do, but it's better than a living in a communist zoo. There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. Space monkey.
Oh, you know that to be John Prine with Space Monkey. Before that, Gil Scott-Heron with Space Shuttle. And we started out with the background information on what makes this show special, the return trip. And it was an American rocket that brought Abel and Baker back. So on the topic of travel, I want to tell you that we wish you were here. VCU's Anderson Gallery presents Travelogue, a four-part summer exhibition devoted to themes of travel and tourism. On view are photographs by Martin Parr and Michelle Van Paris, a video by Olaf Bruning, and drawings by Teresa Pollock. Travelogue is on view May 29th through August 1st, and the gallery's summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, noon until 5 p.m. For more information, visit the Anderson Gallery's website, www.vcu.edu/art/gallery, or call 804-828-1522. And I went to that opening, and that there, the work is hilarious, and I really have to say that was one of my favorite exhibits of the year so far. So that is well worth your journey. Well, not to pass up this opportunity to have more monkey music. We've got a couple of things, three things coming up, and we're going to start with Kay McCarty with from her record of Daniel Johnston songs, Like a Monkey in a Zoo. Let me just get that queued up for you, and enjoy.
I'm chained to the wall. I have nothing at all. Like a monkey in a zoo, the days go so slow. I don't have no friends, except all these people who want me to do tricks for them. Like a monkey in a zoo. And it could happen to you.
Little monkey, how to help out with the chores. Together they sanded the woodwork and painted all the windows and doors. They stained the wood in the bedroom and laid new tiles in the hall. Then the monkey tried all by himself to put paper on the wall. There was nobody home to help him, so he thought up his own little trick. He didn't know what he was doing or how to make the wallpaper stick. Instead of using paste, he stuck it up with monkey spit. Now the house smells like bananas, wherever paper's hung in it. Couple monkey wallpapers entire home.
You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. Well, I can tell by your knees, you've been climbing these coconut trees. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
Yes, you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. Like an ape when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
Yes, you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. Glands. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. And I can tell by your nails that your folks hung by their tails. You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
That is Hank Penny with You're Bound to Look Like a Monkey When You Get Old. Before that, Jad Fair and Yola Tango with off of their album of small town newspaper stories set to music, Helpful Monkey Wallpapers, Entire Home, and Kay McCarty with Like a Monkey in the Zoo. I am P. Swan, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. We are here from 9 to 11 on Sunday nights, and I'm bringing you the best of the weird, and usually topical. Always got my eye on the news. Can't help but comment on contemporary events. And we are thinking about monkeys in space. Got a little more space stuff for you, and we're going to start out. Let's see. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, how could we do space without Lucia Pamela walking on the moon?
Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky they fly high. This is hello from them. As I was walking on the moon,
I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
My baby's gone on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if means I miss you, or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere, I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers.
All you have to do is listen to the way a man sometimes talks to his wife at a table of people and notice how intent he is on making his point, even though her lower lip is beginning to quiver. And you will know why the women in science fiction movies who inhabit a planet of their own are not pictured making a salad or reading a magazine when the men from Earth arrive in their rocket. Why they are always standing in a semicircle with their arms folded, their bare legs set apart, their breasts protected by hard metal discs.
You have been such a delicious audience tonight that, damn it, I'm going to do something I once vowed I would never, ever, ever do again. Billy.
Oh, God, you're not serious.
Okay. Play, Billy. I have a little secret I'd like to impart that I hope doesn't give you too much of a start. Though it's shocking, it's completely true. Now, I know it isn't gossip or rumor, of course, for I've had it from quite a reliable source. And I'd like to pass it on to you. The man in the moon is a lady. A lady with lipstick and curls. The cow that jumped over cried, "Oh, jumpin' Jehovah." I think it's just one of the girls. She winks at the stars from her bed of green cheese. That isn't a nightgown, it's a Saturn chemise. Her friends are the stars and the planets. She sends the Big Dipper a kiss. so don't ever offend her. Remember her gender. Oh, listen, if any of you have any leftovers, you know, from that lamb recipe I told you about earlier, well, let me tell you something. There are a number of things you can do to make a very, very satisfying, very delicious second meal. Now, my favorite, of course, is lamb curry. I adore lamb curry. I know a lot of people do. I think you do, too, don't you, Billy? And then there's shepherd's pie. Oh, and let me, you know, you can make a fabulous salad out of cold lamb and roasted peppers. Anyway, if you're interested in any one or all of these recipes, you can either contact the theater or you can email me at www.lamb.com. Her friends are the stars and the planets. She sends the Big Dipper a kiss. So don't ever offend her. Remember her gender. The man in the moon is a miss. I want to thank you all for coming, and I am not going to sing. I'm still here.
Four moons orbiting Jupiter. Creating quite a stir among other scientists and the church. Which answer?
Galileo. What? Galileo. Who? Sure, let me go with Galileo.
Correct! 400 points!
He reported phases of Venus. Looking through his telescope, there were shadows he could not miss. He was looking up,
up, up, up in the sky. Observing so much more than stars and meteors. Up, up, up in the sky. He saw craters on the moon and he saw planets too. Up, up, up where it's so high. Up, up further than birds fly. Up, up.
Oh, well that, hope that was informative. You learned all kinds of things about Galileo, Donna Stearns and the Big Bangers with Up, Up in the Sky, B. Arthur, The Man in the Moon is a Lady, Billy Collins with the former poet laureate, Man in Space, his poem, Louis Prima, obviously discovering the pleasures of electronic sound making with Beep Beep, Neil Armstrong, and started out with Lucia Pamela with Walking on the Moon. It is 10:46. I am P. Swan. I will be here till 11 o'clock. And then we're turning everything over to mixtape for all kinds of shuffle and different people's views of things. That's what, you know, I'm sure there's a more precise definition of mixtape. But I think we have live mixtape this time.
All kinds of stuff. Live mixtape, some special guests, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds. Yes. No tapes, but big technology. So, yeah, the technology version of the live technology edition of mixtape. Well, you know, I have more space material, so I am going to let it roll. And let's see. Oh, you know, Ken Nordine.
would you like to buy a beautiful planet? Who would sell it to me? I'm in the business. I don't think I'd be interested. I could give you a real bargain. The planet wouldn't be new. But it's completely unused. What kind of terms would you offer me? No down payment? And an exclusive guarantee? That sounds reasonable. And for a slight additional charge, it comes with a ring. Wait a minute. How do I know you won't sell me a planet that's close, so it looks bigger than it really is? You'll get a square deal from me. How do I know? You can depend on my reputation.
Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
A little bit more The Eagle Has Landed from Neil Armstrong's trip. Hank Brower with March of the Martians and Ken Nordine with Planet. So since we've been on a fact-based inspiration for this week's show, or at least the second half of it, I thought I would play a little material before wrapping up from people who actually explore the notion of truth. And so there's a couple of clips here. One's the American storyteller with his version of facts. And after that, a quote from John Hodgman, or a excerpt from John Hodgman's Areas of My Expertise, Fast Facts About Philadelphia. So enjoy those. And keep on listening.
Pilgrims in the New World took a bath twice a year. But in times prior to that, in the Old Country, the average person only took a bath once a year, usually in May. By June, they were still relatively clean, you know, considering. And because they still smelled pretty good, June was considered a great time for weddings. Just for a little added protection, the bride carried a bouquet of fragrant flowers, just in case. Bathing in the old bays was quite an event, seeing as it only came about once a year. The custom was to fill a large tub with hot water. First to bathe was the man of the house, followed by the sons, oldest to youngest, then the wife, and then the daughters. Finally, the last to receive a bath was the baby. Of course, since everyone used the same water, by the time the baby got there, the water was so filthy, the mother would have to be very careful not to overlook the fact that a baby could get lost in the water. Hence the term, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. In the days of old, houses had thatched roofs. And of course, in those roofs lived all kinds of bugs and rodents. At night when people were in bed sleeping, it was not at all uncommon for all kinds of vile and unspeakable things to fall into their bed. So, people wanting a good night's sleep would fasten four posts to all corners of their bed and drape a large sheet, tying each corner of the sheet to the top of the post. The origins of the canopy bed. Poor families always had dirt floors in their cottages, hence the term dirt poor. If you were a well-to-do family, you had pork to eat. It was commonplace to hang your pork, preserved with salt, where it could be plainly seen by anyone visiting your home. It was proof that a man could bring home the bacon. If you were a special guest, the master of the house would cut a slab of bacon off to share with you during your visit. To sit around and talk and eat bacon soon became known as chewing the fat. Bread was sliced according to a pecking order. Field hands got the burnt bottom part of the loaf. The middle part was eaten by the family. The top part of the loaf was the best and reserved only for guests. Hence the term, upper crust. In the days of old, men would partake of alcoholic beverages in pewter cups. The alcohol would cause the lead to leach out of the pewter, and men would fall into a drunken sleep for days on end. Often, they would fall into sleeps so deep that people thought they were dead. Surely would not want to bury a family member alive, so you would stretch them out on the kitchen table. The family would stay up all night eating and drinking, hoping their loved one would wake up. Today we call them viewings or visitations. Back then, it was called a wake. In the days of old, people were mortified with the thought of being buried alive. So, a string was attached to the wrist of the deceased and ran through a hole in the casket up to a small bell above ground. Someone from the family would sit in the graveyard all night, hence the term graveyard shift, listening for their loved one to be saved by the bell. Hence the term a dead ringer. From somewhere behind the radio, with the music of Johnny X, I'm the American Storyteller.
You know, Jonathan, I know quite a bit about Philadelphia. My mother was born there. My wife was educated at Bryn Mawr College, a local school of witchcraft and wizardry not far from the city. In fact, I could tell you quite a few fast facts about Philadelphia, if you wanted me to.
Yes, I most certainly do.
Will you play a little music after each fast fact?
Sure.
Like something that goes, fast facts, Philadelphia?
Sure.
Something like that?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay, good. The word Philadelphia from the Greek literally means Pennsylvania.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
It has the highest number per capita of Benjamin Franklin impersonators in the country.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
Someday, all of the Benjamin Franklin impersonators will fight all of the Mark Twain impersonators, flooding valleys and destroying whole towns in their wake until nothing is left.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
Harrison Ford lives here and protects Amish children.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
Bryn Mawr College is sometimes visible by day.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is at the cutting edge of some of today's most exciting new developments in sandwich technology. The sandwiches here are so large and complex and sublime that they contain whole philosophies. Some have the complete oral traditions of several ancient cultures hidden within the roll alone.
Fast facts, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia was one of the 13 East Coast cities called home by Edgar Allan Poe, and it was here that he hosted the first of his many Christmas literary extravaganzas. Held in 1839, it was, by contemporary accounts, a grand affair, involving feats of literary memorization and drunken sword canery, and a chorus line of murderous orangutans. Poe was dressed as Santa Claus, but at this point in his career, this was hardly unusual. After reciting Tamerlane, he famously brought out his child bride, Virginia, and seated her on his lap. "What would you like from Santa this year?" he asked, and she replied, "The modern detective story." And so he invented it then and there, writing The Murders in the Rue Morgue, using only a checkerboard, a bottle of brandy, and a map of Paris. At this point, the police chased Poe back to Baltimore.
Fast Facts, Philadelphia!
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
There will be a quiz. You know, after all, we are public, community, and educational radio. So, John Hodgman with Fast Facts about Philadelphia. And prior to that, an explanation of almost everything from the American Storyteller. It is 10:58. I am P. Swan. I've had a lovely time being here. Can't Stop the Music. We'll be back next week from 9 to 11. Oh, and I did want to give you a heads up. You know, doing my show tonight, I did miss the Cracker Show. It's down at the National, and it's probably almost over. But David Lowery is in Cracker touring with the new record that came out. And it sounds like in 2 weeks, there's a good chance that David's going to come by and guest DJ with me and play some of his favorite stuff, and we'll talk about Cracker. So it's probable on June 14th we'll have David Lowery here. But maybe some of you are at the concert. If you are not listening now, the podcast of the show will go up on Radio for All in a couple of days, and I've been pretty diligent about getting podcasts up for the last show. So if you missed anything or need to relive the past, please go get them, and there'll be a link on the post on our website.